What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and in this video, I want to talk about technical documentation, or doc for short, right? Documentation, when you want to learn a specific tech, you go about a certain company, for example. A lot of people go to the number one source of information, the documentation of a given technology. You want to learn about Node.js? You go to the doc of Node.js. You want to learn about Go? You go to the doc of Go. You want to learn about WebSockets? Well, you have MDN, Mozilla Developer Network, but that's the idea. You go to the core owner of the place that serves this technology. You want to learn about Caddy? You go to Caddy's web server. And that works absolutely great. However, there are some limitations of the documentations that I'm going to talk about a little bit in this video and why it's not always a good idea to learn from the doc. And you have to kind of find various sources of information when learning a specific tech, right? And that's the topic of this video. So you're interested? Stay tuned. And you might have read this a lot, right? This documentation is really bad. This documentation is really flawed. The documentation of this particular software is really bad. Or the documentation of this software is really good. What does that really mean, right? How do you define good and bad, right? As a software engineer, when you want to learn a tech, and especially if you're new, you go to that documentation. The documentation might give you very basic, shallow information. And 99% of the time, the documentation is biased to the software. They're not going to talk shit about their technology at all. Caddy, right? They're not going to say, oh, by the way, you can use this technology, but our technology is not really good when it comes to this kind of use cases, right? They're not going to say that. They're going to say the technology is always rosy and great. And that's why I hesitate reading the documentation. You rarely find documentation or that kind of explicitly tell you the use cases. That's why you really need to read between the line, right? So if you're going to the doc to learn how a technology works, documentation is literally the worst place you go to, because the documentation will say, like Socket.io, go to the Socket.io. You want to learn about Socket.io. They are as vague as possible. They don't tell you anything about how the tech works. They market it. It says, oh, this is great. This is how application, this hides the complexity of WebSockets. It's being used by this company. It's being used by this company. It's essentially a marketing. That's what Socket.io is, right? But if you want to learn about it, you go to either source code, right? Or you go to, sometimes I like to go to Wikipedia, because that's the most unbiased place for things, right? Because people will write it in a way that is completely unbiased. It's like, hey, this is a talk. I went there and then immediately, Socket.io is a wrapper around WebSockets, and that fall back to polling. Just like that, I know what the technology is. So yeah, the documentation, if you want to learn about it, the documentation is really not a great place. Again, that's my opinion, and you might disagree, and I would love to know your opinion and why. That just let me know in the comment section below. However, if you really want to implement the technology, he says, okay, you're absolutely certain Socket.io or React is great, and I want to start using it. Documentation is the best places for this, because and here's where the documentation can go bad or good, right? It really depends on, right? But the documentation here will give you a quick start guide, a getting started guide, and it will walk you by hand, step by step, to actually show you something that is working. And that's awesome, right? The documentation is really good for that use cases. And it will tell you what exactly you can do. And if you want to know about a certain topic or about a certain terminology, the documentation usually have the answer. And here's where some documentation like Nginx, I do not like Nginx documentation because they throw in these metrics and variables in their software, but you go to their main doc and they don't talk about it at all. It's just take timeouts, for example. There are so many timeouts in Nginx, but there's no in-depth description of what each timeout mean. It will just say, oh, this is a timeout for sending packets. What does that mean, sending packets? Is it really at the server side? Is it the front end? HAProxy, and I'm not a biased towards HAProxy or anything, but I like their documentation because they, first of all, they detail in their documentation every single variable and what it really does, all right? And if it doesn't really work, because sometimes you cannot fit everything into the documentation. And I know about this, right? Because I built software in my 9-to-5 job, right? And you cannot fit really everything into the documentation. So here's where blogs really, really matter. So HAProxy have a separate blog. They go into details of best practices and things that you can use HAProxy for. And yeah, obviously they market their software, they make it rosy, nobody's gonna badmouth their technology at all. So that's, you have to take with a grain of salt. That's where you come into videos like this YouTube channel. I completely unbiased, right? If I'm gonna pick up a technology, I'm gonna use it myself and I'm gonna tell you, oh, this part sucks, oh, this part is great. I'm not going to pay for any of these companies to do these reviews, right? So I am going to be completely wise. Another example is Traversy Media and others as well, right? They pick up technology and they say, well, I like this technology, but I don't like this part of it. They're going to tell you that, right? They're going to clearly tell you that. So yes, documentation is amazing and it's great. But it really depends, what are you trying to do? Why are you going to the doc from? Are you trying to implement the tech? Or are you trying to understand the tech? If you want to understand the tech, don't just rely on the documentation, because they're going to be biased and they're going to tell you everything that's rosy, right? If you want to implement it, definitely it's the best place, right? Unless the documentation is bad, right? Where they just don't tell you information. If you want to go deep into the tech, also, the documentation is a great place, because here's where they can explain certain vocabularies and variables of the technology in deep detail. Again, if the documentation is great, right? So, but meanwhile, if you want to kind of always understand more about a technology, just don't rely on the documentation itself. Read blogs. Watch YouTube videos like this one. Thank you so much. Also, one more thing. You can follow the people who build the tech. And I do. I follow people who build Nginx. I follow people who build curl. I follow people who build HAProxy. And I ask them questions all the time. Some people reply. I'm very grateful if they do. Some people don't. But they tell me exactly how the technology works. And most of the technology I talk about here is open source. I don't talk about closed source tech. But they have nothing to hide. If it's an open source, it's, yeah, HAProxy can't do this. Oh no, HAProxy does not support Quake at the backend. They're gonna tell you clearly. But in the documentation, they're not gonna say, oh, HAProxy does not support Quake on the backend, for example. Very rarely the documentation actually say that. Every technology will always gonna try make itself rosy and perfect. And I don't like that personally, but that's how marketing works. And that's how you need to market things. You have to say the good thing about your technology, right? You cannot say the bad thing about your technology or the limitation, right? That's why you need other sources of information to explain things for you. Yeah, so in the end, to summarize, guys, watch out for these things, right? There are a lot of documentation that's just gonna shove your face with the features that the product do, right? And some features, if the product can do all of these features, I have always had question mark, right? Because like, how the heck can you do all that stuff? And is this thing really tested? I raised my eyebrows, right? Because I was like, really? I've been in this web page, and all you've been doing is just bragging how your technology always shines and you support this and this and this and this. And I keep scrolling and I was like, wow, that's a lot of features in one single piece of software. How many people are on your team? And do you have any bugs? And why, when I go to your issues, there's only 5 issues, right? Really? A software this big have only 5 bugs? And 3 of them are enhancements. That's a big question mark to me, right? Because like, okay, yeah, you have a great marketing team. Maybe you have a great documentation, but something is up, right? If you kind of paint this colorful picture about your product, something is definitely fishy. Because every product, go to Nginx, go to HAProxy, right? Look at the bugs that comes in. Go to Node.js. Just go to the open source and click on issues and see the flood of bugs that goes in. That's a real product. If you don't see bugs, that means either this technology is perfect, which is impossible, or this technology is nobody's using it and they're trying to color things beautiful. So be careful of documentation, guys, right? Yes, rely on it to implement it, but don't get too attached, right? Sometimes these marketing people can play magic tricks on you. So it's like, oh, they can enchant you. Yeah, just watch out for that. And hopefully that was a little bit of a rambling video about documentation, but I just wanted to get my ideas out. I promise I'm going to make another video, maybe a little bit more refined and cleaner. But what do you guys think? Let me know. Call me out if I said anything that doesn't make sense. And I'm going to see you on the next one. Like this video, like it. Dislike it if you didn't like it. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome.